So, polling. Let's take a look at some new polls that just came out. Okay? Some new polls. Very interesting. I got to figure John Kasich, when he woke up this morning, he threw up in his mouth. I'm telling you. I got to imagine Kasich threw up in his mouth. So, in the Ohio primary, according to the Quinnipiac, and let's face it, guys, let's face it right now. When you're talking about polls, it seems that the Quinnipiac, and we've said this 4 months, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, when the polls started to come out for the primaries and hypotheticals, Quinnipiac has always been the most consistent. Can we at least agree on that, especially after that NBC Wall Street Journal poll came out that had Cruz on top of Trump nationally and Cruz 5 behind in South Carolina? And this all happened, you know, 2 days before the South Carolina primary, and everybody was like, look, 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 Cruz is on the rise. Look! Yeah, and he got blown out in South Carolina. So much for NBC Wall Street Journal. Cruz is behind in every single state for Super Tuesday except Texas. Come on, guys. So I think we all agree that the Quinnipiac is the poll that's closest to how things are. They seem to be the one that it gets the things somewhat right, or at least close to being right. And I'll tell you something. You know, Kat Howe, my beautiful girlfriend who loves to play with dolls, she's up on politics, but of course not like I am or any of the pundits. But, you know, she's quick to kind of pick up on the whole, listen, she tells me, if Trump wins tonight and Cruz finishes a distant third, there's definitely something cheating in Iowa. The cheating and winning by 3,000 votes, there's really something up to that. And I was like, you're right, babe. You're right. You're right. She's like, the only state he can win is Iowa. He only wins it by 3,000. And everybody accused him of cheating. And they proved he cheated. So Quinnipiac poll comes out. And in Ohio, Trump is leading with 31% likely Republican primary voters. Kasich is at 26%. Cruz is at 21%. And Marco Rubio is at 13%. And Carson is at 5%. And 5% of the Ohio Republican voters said they remain undecided. And 38% of those voters said they could change their minds before the March 15th primary. And despite Trump's lead, nearly a third of the Republicans said they would definitely not support Trump. And just under a quarter said the same about Cruz. I always laugh at the polls when they ask the people, well, could you see yourself support? And they go, no, no. So somebody is supporting Cruz and Trump, which is putting them in the position they're at. Obviously, they're not supporting Kasich because he's not winning. You know, look, Kasich falls short in his own state, but he received the best favorability rating. We like him. We like him the most. But we don't want him to, you know, run for president. Almost like the, it's almost like the Chris Christie argument. Remember? Remember the Chris Christie argument? Chris, why is your opinion polls in your own state so low? Well, because they don't want me to run for president. They want me here. So, of course, when they're asked, do you want Chris Christie to run for president? They all say no, because they want me to be their governor for two more years. Oh, God. So I guess that's the logic here in Ohio. We don't want Kasich to be nominee and leave us. So we're not going to vote for him. We're not going to vote for him. We just like him so much. So Kasich got 77% as far as favorability rating, and Trump got 57% favorability rating. So he's got more than half. He's got more than half the Republican electorate liking him. Not 77, but he's got 57. So, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's all that matters, right? That's all that matters. The win is all that matters. The win is all that matters. So that's some new CBS polling data. And then there's a bunch of other polling data that came out. I'll just rattle some of this stuff off real quick. I got it logged into my email, so I'll bust this out real quick. It's in my show stories. That's what I call it. It's show stories in my email. Show stories. All right, so going into Super Tuesday, Trump is leading in Virginia, Georgia, Oklahoma, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Tennessee, Alabama, and Alaska. Now, this, according to Real Clear Politics, it's not according to our good friends over at Quinbiac. All right. Quinbiac. And Trump is also leading in Vermont. He's got a 20-point lead in Vermont. And that's a Vermont Public Radio poll release. So who the hell knows? Public Radio of Vermont. I went to Vermont a couple of times, skiing in Vermont when I used to live in New York. And then, of course, Trump trails Cruz in Texas by 5 points, and Arkansas. Hey, Arkansas. Only by a few points also. And then Trump is behind Ben Carson in Colorado. Imagine that. I guess everybody's just so high in Colorado that they connect with that real slow-talking Ben Carson. I got to imagine that is the attraction. Everybody's just high, and they're just, hey, man. And there comes Ben Carson. He's like, well, you see, when I operated on brains, I was the first man to successfully separate Siamese twins. And they're like, yeah, man, Siamese twins. Oh, woo. So they're down. They're down. And and I'll tell you, Massachusetts, go figure. Massachusetts. Trump, according to the Emerson poll, again, who knows what Emerson, like, you know, I mean, how reliable a poll from Emerson is. But the Emerson poll shows Trump with a 34-point lead over Marco Rubio. That's pretty big. And Bama and Tennessee, Trump has huge leads. The poll numbers haven't been released or new ones on that. But he has some pretty big leads there. So we'll see. That's the big news. And I guess Florida, Michigan, and North Carolina, Trump has big leads there too. So we'll see. We'll see if this all, you know, pans out. Who knows? I tend to believe the Quinnipiac more than, say, Real Clear Politics. I think Quinnipiac seems to be the one that is kind of right on the money. Right on the money. Right on the money. So we'll see. But that's the latest poll news, if any of you are interested.